Hello and welcome to another edition of the Retro Lovely Podcast. Today we are speaking with Siren Starlet, the most recent featured model of our special model edition series. Siren has been in numerous publications with us. I've lost count. We just released this special edition, and as a special treat to the normal interview that we do, we also have on the program Sarah from Dynamite Dames, sort of the home studio that that Siren shoots most, and we're very excited about that because we usually it's just the model and myself, and this brings another element to it entirely. So, good morning. Is it still morning down there, ladies?
It's 12:30.
It's 12:30. Okay. Good afternoon, yeah. Ladies. How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
And just so everybody knows, Sarah, your studio is based in Fort Worth.
Fort Worth, yeah.
Yeah, and you've been like a staple down there for like it seems like decades. I mean,
almost 17 years.
Yeah, yeah. That's like a life sentence. So.
Yeah.
So let me just start, actually. What I'll do is I'll sort of pepper this with some of the information that Siren had shared in the special edition. You mentioned, let me see here, because I actually have that information here. So you started shooting with Dynamite Dames a few years ago. Now, were they the first studio that you started to work with, or had you like bounced around a little bit and then you found them and sort of like became like a staple there?
Yeah, pretty much. They were the first studio that I ever got published with.
Okay.
And I started shooting with them in 2019.
Okay, so it is pretty recent. Mm-hmm. Do you actually know the number of times that you have shot with them, or is it just something that you can't even possibly
see? I think it's 72.
No way. No.
No, it is.
No.
Yeah, I just shot right now today, too, so I think today is like the 72nd
72.
One.
That might be like a world record. I think what you should do is...
We know her very well.
Sarah, I think you should go back...
You know me very well.
And find every shoot and take one photo from it and get like a little sticker made that they can stick on their car, like on the old aircraft. Like you know, the number of like Nazi bastards that they shot down. Like put a little sticker from every shoot on the fender. That would be radical. That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
72. Damn.
I know. I'm like, are you sure? But then I'm like, well, there is a lot. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, when we started working on the magazine, it was 50 something. And then that was like for the end of last year. So yeah.
Yeah. Because we actually sent this in motion a while ago. Like it was like at least a year ago, we started to talk about it and you started collecting your content and, you know, and here we are. And, you know, I think that's really cool, too, because it's very curated. You know, you really chose things specifically for this, which really shows. Like, when you go through it, it has a great cohesive look and feel. So that's fantastic. Now, having shot with Sarah that much, you've gotten to get, you know, you've gotten to know her pretty well. What would you say are the key things that keeps you coming back? Like, what's the experience like? I mean, I've been in the same room with Sarah shooting women, and I know how she is from my point of view, but I've never been in front of her lens.
She makes me really comfortable from the start. When I came in, the first time I came in, we did a mermaid shoot together. It was for my 40th birthday, and I was pretty kind of shy getting back in front of the camera. I had not been in front of the camera for a while, and this was great, and her and Vivian were just amazing, and now it's like my family. I come here all the time.
That's important stuff. And you know, I just mentioned that I've been in the same room with Sarah shooting. Sarah, I think you've come to Pennsylvania to my neck of the woods specifically. Like, is it two? It was definitely two times. I think it was three. You came up to.
I'm thinking three because I came through once with Amber Cherry.
Which was strictly at my house. Right. I remember I met you guys, Bananas Foster. I remember that one. And then you came up before that to Old Sledworks in Duncannon, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's gone now, by the way. It's no more.
I know. I saw that. So sad. That was the coolest place.
Uh-huh. And then the third time was with Charlie Girl.
Charlie. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So three times.
we went sightseeing a couple times, well, the one day, and interestingly enough, talking about things that are gone, I don't know if you remember that that train.
The model, is that gone too?
It is gone. It is gone.
Oh, that yeah, sucks.
It couldn't make it, and they busted it up, and it's gone. So,
oh, that's sad.
Yeah, yeah. So the thing of it is, it's like I've been around Sarah plenty. We've been around the table just bullshitting, you know, talking about sessions because I guess that last time that you were up, I still had my studio in Pottsville, and we did kind of like a joint thing, and we had a bunch of ladies through in the course of that time, and you know everybody was working in such a way that it was all about, the empowerment that can come with this, the feel good that occurs for a lot of women and people that get to experience this and get to feel good about who they are. So, you know, I've talked to Sarah for every other week. We have a message back and forth about something. So, you know, I know enough about how her mind works and how she feels about this with her clients. And she's very passionate mm-hmm. about what it can do for them. So, you know, you're not telling me anything new, but I do appreciate hearing it from a firsthand, you know, person who has been in their chair. And, you know, actually, Sarah, I think you made a post. I don't know when it was because I really don't check the notifications on Instagram all that much. But you posted a photo of a client that you had when you were up here, Liz.
Yesterday. Yes. Yeah.
And yeah. I saw it briefly, and I was trying real hard to find what her current Instagram handle is to tag her because
I couldn't find it either.
I know after that was all said and done, you know, she just raved about you guys like for weeks and months after that. So I wanted her to see that because you know it is something that's very important. So now let's turn the tables. Okay, so as somebody that you have shot 72 times. How has the dynamic changed from your perspective, Sarah, from the first few times that you shot Siren till the most recent ones? Like how much of a change has there been in her flow?
Well, I mean, she definitely knows, like, I mean, she's in here all the time, so she knows how we work and what to expect. And so it's pretty laid back now. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't take us long to, yeah. I mean, you saw when I shot with Charlie, it takes us like 10 minutes to shoot. It's, it's like that with her now too, because you know how it is. You get to know right. a model and how they shoot and how they move and their ankles.
Well,
and
the communication too. You have a language that's like unique to the pair. So that's really cool. Now let me shift it back to Siren Starlet. One of the reasons we're talking right now is because at some point, well, I mean, all along, with Retro Lovely, we ask models to share with us the publications that they're in that they may happen to also purchase. And we do this because nothing pleases me more to be able to, like, elevate something that might have gotten edged out, you know, content-wise, by something else. Like, and here's really what I'm trying to say. Any single time that we put an issue together, there's any number of sets that we can choose for like a cover. And if there's that opportunity that somebody that has, you know, supported us from way back when, and they've got a great set and there's a bunch of other great sets in an issue, and that person shows me that selfie and there's, you know, I can see that they really appreciate it enough that they support print. It makes it easy to nudge that toward the top, to nudge that toward becoming one of those covers for that issue. And, you know, for some time now, you know, Siren has shown us these things. But the one day, I'm looking at one of her selfies, and I couldn't tell if she, like, it almost looked like she was, like, in an office cubicle. Like, there was this cadenza behind her with this shelf, and it was just packed with issues. And as I'm looking at them, not only are they, you know, issues of the magazines that she's been in, but there's multiples. There's like five of this one, six of that one, four of this one. And I'm looking at that thinking like, wow, you're doing something beyond, you know, collecting six copies of the same thing for yourself. You're obviously doing some things with fans. And that's what led to the conversation that brought us to the special edition. So Siren, what is your process as far as how you promote yourself to your fans? What's the cycle as far as you know, creating interest in the issues and getting fans to help support you?
Well, usually I get a lot of back. We do some back behind the scenes things mm-hmm. when we do the set. And then I save those. And then I've been making reels out of them whenever we launch the magazine. And so like, whether it's a cover or just a feature, I can put videos and I can create them from the behind the scenes footage that we took. And then I can add that and then say, if you want to see the pictures right. of the magazine.
Awesome.
I usually try to only put one picture in there. And so that you don't really see what's in there. Like right now I got a lot of people asking what's in the magazine because mm-hmm. I've only posted the cover. And I'm like, well, you got to get the magazine.
Well, you know,
so you can see what's in it.
The thing of it is for as big as it is, you can dole out like half a dozen samples over the course of the year and it's not going to spoil the whole thing for somebody.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really cool. But you know, it's those sorts of things that, you know, I honestly, the reels and the behind the scenes things, the, you know, the support that you're doing beyond just, oh, hey, I'm in a magazine. That's the kind of stuff that gets people involved. It gets them engaged and it feels more personal to them, you know, because you're showing them something other than the finished product. And I think that's actually a detail that a lot of models who want to do something with something kind of miss out on. They just kind of expect, well, I'm going to do a shoot and post the photos and the world should come knocking on my door. And it would be great if that's the way it worked. But there is such a huge amount of content out there that it's hard to stay in front of somebody and, you know, catch their attention. So, you know, you've done some really amazing work. You've done some heavy lifting as far as getting a fan base that supports you rolling. And, you know, I hope with the special edition that you can actually move enough of units that it helps pay for a shoot or two. I mean, that'd be great. Like I always say to people, like, you know, we're never going to sell that many of any of these things that you're going to make like a house payment or a car payment, maybe one or two, but you're not going to like do it every month. And, you know, I realize that, and at least this is something that can kind of offset some of that stuff. So, you know, congratulations there. And I hope you can continue to knock this out of the ballpark, especially with this one. Because now you have
yeah.
it's an entire collection of you. And that's one of the things, I swear to God, I'm going to shut up. I talked earlier about like taking up all the air in the room. But one of the things that is good about the special editions is sometimes if you're just in a magazine, some fans might have a resistance to support it because it's you and a lot of other people. And they care about you. So these things are phenomenal to basically just nail it shut, you know, to give them a reason to do it. And you've done this a few times with calendars too, haven't you?
I've done one last year and I'm doing one this year. So that's
right. So you're well experienced with how that works. And here, okay, so here's a question for you too. So last year's calendar, did you find that you only sold them up until like, you know, January 1st, or did you have follow-on sales into 2023?
Into, I still sell them.
Right.
And that's, people and that's, still want them. So.
That is an important thing that I try and stress to some of these people, because honestly, you know, you guys get them at wholesale. I can still go back and look at the sales records with the printer. And what I'll do periodically is I'll go back and I'll look at every calendar and look at who's doing what. And sometimes I see like a model will do a calendar and they I see one sale, like they bought one for themselves. Then I see some other gals and there's like 80, 100, 120. And I go, oh, they're working it. And what I find really interesting is there's only a handful that I'll see them purchase more for resale into that following year. I think a lot of girls miss out on the reality that, you know, these people aren't buying it for the dates. They're buying it for your photos and you could milk that much longer. So that's good to hear that you've experienced that yourself too.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's see. What else do I got? Who needs to say what? Does anybody have any questions for me to throw it around?
Like, I don't think so.
I'll make a couple more statements though. Sarah, I just posted a photo on Instagram that we were doing this thing. And in the background, there's a painting on the wall that you might recall. I think I picked
it up. I commented on it.
Oh, you did already.
And I actually did too. I was like, I love the painting. And then
Sarah,
I was like, that's the painting I want.
Sarah and I were nearly fighting over that. We were at my friend's shop and we came upon that thing and she was seriously thinking about how do I get this back to Texas? And, I swooped in. I don't think I fought you for it. I don't think I was mean about
it. No, but I told you if you ever get rid of it.
I couldn't let it go. Yeah. Yeah, I had to have it. And now in another turn of events, from your last trip here, I finally worked through all of that laundry detergent that you left behind that I loved with that.
Oh gosh, that was a long time.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I worked through it probably like a year and a half ago, but I've since replaced it with the exact same stuff because I love that fragrance on my sheets. It's killer.
Because it's killer. Awesome.
It is awesome. I'm trying to think what else. What else was from that last trip up here? Honestly, God, I had something in my mind just a second ago.
I was telling them earlier that you're the one that introduced me to Love Witch.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yep. You know what? I just think that everybody should watch that thing. If not for this, because, I mean, it's an okay story and everything else. And I think for a lower budget production, they did an amazing job. But the look of that thing is incredible.
Yeah, the look.
Hell, just the cover poster alone. I watched that with you, Sarah, actually. I think.
Do what? I said I watched that with you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, there's some great quotable scenes. Like, there's a couple choice things I won't repeat here that I just repeat to people. About women bleeding. I mean, that's just perfect. Anyway.
Oh yeah, it was great.
So what's in store? Like, okay, so 72 shoots complete. You did one today. Are there any special things coming up?
Yeah, we have some special shoots coming up. I'm doing a vampire shoot in January.
Excellent.
Yeah, we have that. We have a bunch coming up, actually.
Yeah, I'm only scheduling till March, and I think
we're working on. Sarah's making a coffee table book, and I'm in that. So we're working on the pictures for that. So that's going to be amazing.
That's long overdue.
I've been working on it all year, slowly, you know, life got in the way a little bit, but
I was just going to say, like, your studio schedule is probably one of the heaviest that I've really come across. So I, you know, and you have a family and you have all things that go with life, and you have other businesses that you do too. So, how you juggle it all is kind of like, impressive. Like, I don't know.
I don't sleep.
I don't know that I could do it.
Anxiety.
Well, you know what, you say that about like not sleeping, and like I think to myself, there are sometimes like I get up at like 3 a.m. and I'll shoot you a message thinking, oh, well, when she gets to it, fine. But then like you like reply immediately. I'm like, when do you sleep?
I do. Sometimes I'll just get up and I'll be up for a little bit and then go back to bed and I'll catch them. Definitely. Yeah, I think. Unfortunately, I do have bad anxiety, and I think instead of sitting and not doing stuff, I'm the opposite, where I constantly have to do something to deal with it. So I think that's the only way. I don't know how to deal any other way.
I get that. Staying active is a great way to deal with
how crazy
how much stuff you have to do. Yeah. So
yes,
well, excellent.
That's now how I live.
I know they're a pain in the ass, okay, on a number of levels, but we just talked about, you know, you had come up here a few times. Have you done any travel shoots in forever, or is that something that, like, just became difficult to do with everything else?
I'm trying to think the last time.
We've traveled to houses. We've gone to the Pink House, and we went to the 70s house for the cover. Is from a 70s house that we went to a location for. Oh,
excellent.
Yeah, we did. Those were local. The last time I traveled, I think, was when I went to Alabama.
Okay.
In 2021, I think it was. And I worked with Cherry.
I was just going to say, in the past, I recall trips up into Oklahoma, some to Atlanta. And then, of course, you made some up here. Is that something that you imagine might be on deck in the future, or is it just too tough?
I don't think so. You know, honestly, I think I'm too old.
Dude. My knees just said yes.
I think because of where we are located, right now, being in DFW, we're such a, like, we have that those airports here that are so easy to fly in and out of. Mm-hmm. And we've got to where we get so many people who do come in from out of town, that it's just easier. And then with my kids being older, it's honestly harder to travel with them being older than it was when they were younger.
Oh, wow. That's,
which is an odd thing, well, but it is.
And I don't think a lot of people would really, consider this or think about this, but when you go on a location shoot, like that's away, and you have to do like hours of travel, possibly via a plane. It's you usually end up making far less money on those shoots than if you stay home.
Oh, for sure.
Because
for sure,
when you add in all the travel expenses, and if it's a location where you have to like rent things, you know, that's a huge expense. And then here's the thing that like a lot of people don't think about. Well, you know, you did a day's worth of shooting and it took you 10 hours. Okay. That's all well and good, but that travel time, that you're not productive during that travel time. There's very little that you can do to and from. So yeah, when I see people from the East Coast head to like Viva Las Vegas and I look at the prices that they're asking as compared to somebody who's from California, let's say, I just think, my God, you know, you're getting soaked. Like I look at a lot of them and I try and rationalize how are they, you know, I think it's because they love it and because it's also sort of like a vacation and they get to mix it up.
Yeah. If it pays for the trip, then, cause I mean, there were definitely times, especially when Charlie and I, would go to LA, it would be things of like, well, if it covers our trip, we got a vacation out of it, right, and got to hang out,
right,
with, you know, who we wanted to see and do, cause we, you know, we would do extra stuff. So if we broke even on some of those, we were cool with it. But then you go to places where you're not really like, hey, I want to go here. Then it doesn't really level out.
Right.
Because you're like, what was the point of that?
No. I've been there plenty of times. I had been talked into things on location that afterwards I just regret it bitterly. Not because of the people or the models. Well, maybe one or two. But just because of the fact that it really didn't prove anything. You know, that it didn't do anything for the bottom line. And,
yeah,
you know, and it's, and here's the thing. I don't think anybody in this business is getting rich. Okay. So it's not to say that you get upset because you're not able to buy that flashy new car, but it's something that you love and you just really want to be able to like make a living. You know, you just want to be able to get by, and it's a very tough thing. So, you know, I get it. I totally get it. All right. So, Siren, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to think, because I'm looking at your information in the issue, actually, and I won't divulge too much to fans, but I noticed in the issue you also specifically gave some shout-outs to Vivian Vermouth, and I've seen her name a million times. And I've seen her face in more parts of her anatomy in some of our issues, actually, that I couldn't think of.
Yeah, she's a beautiful model too.
Right?
She's here today too.
She does burlesque, right?
Yeah, she does.
Excellent.
Yeah, she does great burlesque. She also does producing of shows and things like that as well.
Oh, wow. She's, awesome.
Yeah.
And I noticed there's a shout out to Ophelia Winter. You basically say that she can tie you up anytime.
Yeah. Nice. The shibari with me.
It sounds like that could be like a side business for her. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. And yeah, I'm not seeing much.
Yeah. All the women that I've met there at Dynamite Dames have been amazing. They're amazing. It's super women empowering there.
Right.
And positive. It's nice to be around them.
And that's, you know, that's very cool too, because I actually sometimes, you know, you're just on the internet and you're checking things out, and there's a lot of like the women empowering women phrase. And sometimes I see that thrown around in a way. And then there's like other things that I see or read that I think, it sounds like you're just using that like as a marketing thing. Right. So when you actually experience and know that you've got some people that are like all about that, that's something that you can really like get excited about and latch onto and say, this is a good thing.
Dynamite Dames is definitely like that everywhere, like in all the realms, like Kenda there, she is amazing, super body positive, always makes you feel good no matter what. If you're having a good day, maybe you're floaty or having a bad day, and she can help you figure out what to wear, change the costumes out and figure out what you look the best in. All body shapes, all body types there, and everybody living their best life is what we call it whenever we go up there.
Excellent. Excellent. How far are you from the studio?
About 45 minutes.
Okay. And, you know, I'm not going to say the name of the town, but there's a few times where, like, when I said, when I was looking at those selfies, I'd kind of look in our sales statistics. Like, they don't, the printer doesn't tell us who buys a magazine, but they'll list the town. And every once in a while, if I see, like, one of your issues or an issue that you're in, I'll see that town in Texas, and I think, that's Siren right there.
So, yeah. I have a lot of local fans.
Well, that's good. All right, I think I've covered just about everything that I normally do, and by looking at the timer here, it's been pretty compact. Usually these will hit like 40 minutes or an hour or so. Is there anything either of you would like to add? It could be free form. It could be anything you want to talk about. Siren, you first.
Just want to thank y'all for making this possible. I'm super excited about the magazine and what's going to be going on in the future. And thank y'all for letting that happen.
Well, we'll keep it up. And Sarah?
Oh, no, but thanks for having me on. This was cool.
Yeah, it's been a while since every once in a while we'll get on the phone, but it's usually just Messenger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been a while. Saying I just talked to you yesterday about lighting.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we're talking about how did this person do this? Well, I think what they did was, you know, and we've had that plenty over the years, you know, as far as like talking cameras and processing and all that stuff. It just goes with it. So, well, awesome. This was fantastic, guys. And I want to thank you very much both for your time today and your art in general and for your support of what we do on our end. And we'll do what we can to say thank you with things that we can do on our part. So,
well, thank you for keeping it up.
Thank you very much.
Gotta. It's an institution at this point. So, all right, ladies, thank you so much. Have a great day, and we'll hopefully chat very soon.
Hey, sounds good. Right. You have a good day.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.